This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 16. Never left alone. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 35. Then God said to Jacob, "Go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau." So Jacob said to his household, and to all who were with him, "Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves, and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone." So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had, and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell on the towns all around them, so that no one pursued them. Jacob and all the people with him came to Luz, that is Bethel, in the land of Canaan. There he built an altar, and he called the place El Bethel, because it was there that God revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died and was buried under the oak outside Bethel. So it was named Allon Bacuth. After Jacob returned from Paddan Aram, God appeared to him again and blessed him. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel." So he named him Israel. And God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will be among your descendants. The land I give to Abraham and Isaac, I also give to you. And I will give this land to your descendants after you." Then God went up from him at the place where he had talked with him. Jacob set up a stone pillar at the place where God had talked with him, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it. Jacob called the place where God had talked with him Bethel. Sometimes we don't fully understand an event until we have the wisdom of hindsight. Many years later, as he fled for his life, Jacob had experienced a vision of God at Bethel. He had heard God's promise to watch over him wherever he would go. Then later, while returning to his homeland, Jacob again encountered God and received a new identity: Israel, one who wrestles with God, yet receives blessing. Now both experiences come together as Jacob leads his family back to Bethel for a time of worship and renewal before God. Previously, Jacob's experiences of God were solitary and personal. Now he shares his testimony of God's faithfulness with his household, calling them to wrestle with repentance and faith too. Perhaps you, like Jacob, have had a long and roundabout journey with God. Maybe you always sensed that God was there, but then in hindsight, you've seen how faithful God has been. In spite of our sins and scheming ways, God always proves ready to forgive and bless anyone who comes humbly before him, receiving their new identity given by grace through Christ. If you've met God and experienced his faithfulness, are you ready to share the story of his grace? Invite others to join you in worship and service to the faithful God today. Pray with me. Lord, give us a sense of wonder so that we may comprehend your faithfulness to us. Renew us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.